go through your journey from the Braves to the basketball, football?
Yeah, so I was coming out of high school. You know, I was a baseball player. In high school, we didn't have football. I graduated with 18 kids, so we played baseball and basketball, and graduated high school and went to a junior college for a year. Played there for a year, then went to the University of Texas, played baseball there for a year. In my junior year, I went back home to Division II in Oklahoma, Cameron University, and I played there for a year. I was fortunate enough to be drafted by the Braves, signed with them, went and played that summer, came back the next year for spring training, and enjoyed it, but I knew that's not the route I wanted to go with my life, and I was ready to try something else, and I had 1 year left of eligibility, so that's when I went back to Oklahoma State and walked on the basketball team there, had a great experience. You know, I was very lucky that they had me, they allowed me to walk on, and I enjoyed that, but I was out of eligibility, so I graduated and was coaching baseball, and thought I was done with my athletic career. Decided that I didn't want to coach baseball and the traveling, the recruiting, and all that comes with that as a coach. You know, I wanted to be a little more stable, so I was going back to school to get a safety degree, and I was going to be a safety engineer in the oil field, and just decided to play football. And so I hollered at the coach about 4 days before the first game when I got down there, and he said they could use a tight end. So he let me walk on, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Now here we are.
Can you expand on that?
Were you constantly being asked, are you a football player? I mean, you obviously have the build of a football player.
Right. I was always a bigger guy, and I was always physical and aggressive, you know, through baseball and basketball. And, you know, my style of play in both games, you know, I was always an aggressive, physical player. And so people would always joke with me about it. But not playing in high school, I never thought nothing of it, and we laughed about it. And so it was kind of funny, you know, hearing everybody talk to me after it really happened. They were like, we've been telling you this for 5 years, Cody, why'd it take so long? But it was always talked about it, but I never took it too serious until I got down there to Southeastern.
When you started playing football, what was your goal at that point? Did you think I can be an NFL player, or what was your short-term or long-term goal with that?
So when I started playing, I just wanted to help the team win. I wanted to enjoy it. You know, I was always a football fan. I'd watch football on TV and stuff, but I just wanted to enjoy the experience. Like I did at Oklahoma State with the basketball thing, I really enjoyed the experience. So that was a plan going into it. And after the first couple of weeks, I started to realize that, you know, I maybe had a chance to do something. You know, some CFL scouts had seen me, and the word started to spread. And so at that point, about midway through the season, I started thinking, hey, maybe I have a chance to kind of make this work and make a run at it.
But your dad was a football coach, though?
My dad was a football coach through the 90s, and so I was still young when he quit coaching football. And he was when we moved to a high school that played baseball twice a year, and he was my baseball coach there. So he coached his whole life and my whole life growing up. But I was probably 10 years old when he stopped coaching football.
So what would you tell these parents that want their kids to focus on one sport?
I know, I hate it. And when I was coaching baseball, I'd always tell guys that too. And then we would even look for multi-sport athletes at Wichita State. So I hate the fact that people try to specialize. I think you don't know how to compete. You don't, you know, you're injury prone because you're throwing you around or whatever it is. I think playing as many sports for as long as you can is definitely the way to go.
And who knows? You might end up in the NFL.
Hey, who knows? It can all happen. Who knows?
There was a rugby player who tried to play for the 49ers a couple years ago, said in retrospect, the volume of information you have to learn is unbelievable, and you have to learn it all, and then they change it the next week. Are you encountering some of that? Just the amount of stuff that you have to absorb.
Right, absolutely. And even today, we just got out of some meetings, and they were teaching us the formations. And at Southeastern, I got there so late, so I really didn't learn any of that stuff. They simplified the offense and the things I was looking at. So yesterday and today, it has been a ton of information, but they've done a great job of explaining the things to me, you know. So it's something that they're helping me with a lot, and they're teaching me the verbiage, and they're teaching me the ins and outs of the game. But I do think it's going to take some time. I'm picking it up fairly quick, but it is a ton of information.
What was your contact with the Rams throughout, or when did it start, and how did it progress?
So they were actually one of the first teams to call me. I think they first called me in January, just asking some general questions and things like that. And then they were in contact throughout, you know, January all the way up to the draft. They obviously came to my pro day in Oklahoma City. Then I had that March 15th. And so they've been in contact with me. Obviously, as the draft got closer, they started calling more, asking more questions, you know, trying to figure some more things out. But like I said, they were one of the first teams that were on me, and I really liked everybody in the organization. And I'm just very grateful and very thankful that they gave me a chance to come out here and do this, and that they believed in me, and they think that maybe I can bring some things to the table. So, you know, I can't thank them enough for giving me this opportunity.
Do you like players like Antonio Gates? Didn't play college football.
Yep.
Basketball player, obviously.
Yeah, there's several, and there, you know, Jimmy Graham was a 4-year college basketball player. There's a guy at Kansas City, I forget his name. Kansas City actually had two guys on their roster last year that was college basketball players. So I think at this position, it's a position that you can take some athletes from other sports, and if they have the size and athleticism, teach them the things that maybe they don't know, and you know, I think we can make it work. Okay, thank you all.